What quite stopped what you wanted to do?
Oh, I can't say necessarily anything that jumps out. You know, we didn't throw it a lot, so I can't really give you an answer of anything. You know, I thought they kind of played what we thought they would play. They have a good defense. You know, they got a good front and sound, you know, well coached. So, but nothing really jumps out to me.
I know you kind of look past some of the record things, but what's next week? You just start another streak?
Yeah, sure. I guess the touchdown streak, the consecutive game. That's something that's, you know, I've broken a lot of records and set a lot of records due to playing for a long time, and I guess playing well at times, but it's never been something that I've been about. So I don't need to, you know, break or set another record. So it was important to get a win tonight. And CJ did a good job down there in the red zone, getting in there on those runs, right? It was, you know, those were hard-earned runs down there, and it was good to improve our red zone. We didn't score many touchdowns last week, and that was the difference tonight, being able to score touchdowns in the red zone as opposed to settling for field goals.
Peyton, this takes some getting used to, watching this offense. You know, after watching you guys light up the scoreboard and you know, all the passing yards and records like you talked about, that seemed more exciting. What do you think about this?
I hope fans will still keep coming to the game. You know, I know Joe and Mac Freeman would be disappointed if fans stop coming because we're not throwing it as much. So, hey, you know, every game kind of takes on a different formula. There are different ways to win, and that's kind of the way this game worked out. But yeah, there's no question. There's been a little bit of an adjustment. Everybody kind of has to adjust to it and be ready, and still trying to do their job. Thought CJ did a good job tonight, you know, converting some touchdowns in there. It was a critical third down that he converted late. But, yeah, there is a little bit of an adjustment there. I would agree with you.
How are you having to adjust?
Well, like I said, you know, in a game like today, we don't throw it that many times. Like I said, you have to be efficient when you throw it. You know, you got to protect it better. You know, had two interceptions, you know, underthrew Emmanuel on that deep ball, which just underthrew him a little bit. Second time, that guy made a good play. I thought he covered him pretty well, made a good play. But, you know, I like to protect it better. And certainly, you know, Jacob's fumble down there in the red zone probably kept us from having another touchdown. We could have possibly gone up 28-0 after that first drive of the third quarter. So you got to be a little more patient, I would agree. And you got to be efficient when you're asked to do your job, you know, in the passing game.
Peyton, are you comfortable with this style? And what was the penalty on you with your
hand? I guess they called me for, you know, using my hands. I mean, usually they give you some kind of warning on that. You know, I've already been fined once this year. I'm not going to do it again. So I was a little surprised by the call. Usually, you know, they give you some kind of warning. I don't think I did anything different than I've normally done all season. And I don't think that really influenced why the guy jumped off sides. That was that call. The first question was, hey, I'm comfortable with winning. That's what I'm comfortable with, and that's what I'm pleased about. Certainly when you watch the film, you grade yourself and your coach grades you, and you're always looking for ways to improve and doing your job better. And certainly I'm sure we'll see some things that are good on the film, and we'll see some things that we could have done better offensively as well.